This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP Brookville. As we enter the brave new world of this week's show, we have Brave New World by the Rippingtons.
Hi, this is Nelson Rangel. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my buddy, Mike Shimeri, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Nelly. That's the first time I've ever called him that. City Lights is the song Nelson played from his Soul to Souls album in 2006. He wrote it with another saxophonist, David Mann, though Dave didn't play. Nelson did play alto sax with Joe Gamble on guitar and Alex Nekrasov on everything else. Before that, the Rippingtons with Brave New World, the title track to their 1996 album. Russ Freeman led the way on guitars and keyboards with Dave Kohansky on piano, Kim Stone on bass, Tony Morales on drums, percussion by Steve Reed, and the horn section of Jerry Hay, Gary Grant, and Bill Reichenbach. Speaking of horn sections, this next song was written by Pee Wee Ellis of James Brown's JB's for the Godfather of Soul's 1969 album, The Popcorn. The title is The Chicken, and the artist covering it is Scott Wilkie. FM and WCWP.org. Dave Koz on tenor sax with All I See Is You from Saxophonic in 2003. Saxophonic is an album in three acts, and All I See Is You is part of Act One. Dave wrote it with Brian Culbertson, who played keyboards, trombone, trumpet, synth bass, and drum programming. Alex Al played real bass with guitar duties split between Paul Jackson Jr. and Tony Maiden. Paul played acoustic pad and effects guitars while Tony was on wah-wah and funk. Before that, another song with Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar, Scott Wilkie's cover of The Chicken, or as it's known tomorrow, The Turkey, by James Brown from More Than You Know in 2000. Scott played piano, electric piano, and organ. Alec Milstein was on bass and David Dirge on drums. We go back 20 years from 2000 to 1980 for George Cables on piano, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
I told you George Cables would be leading off this segment, but I didn't tell you his song is I Told You So. Whistling off into the distance on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Mexican Corn, or Mice, if you will, from Volume 2, their second album, in 1963. I was reminded of that song when I heard it in the new documentary, Herb Alpert Is. And Herb Alpert is many things, a musician, an artist, a philanthropist, a loving husband and father, and that's just for starters. Before that, George Cables with I Told You So from Cables Vision, that's Cables apostrophe Vision, in 1980. The solos on that song were in order: George on piano, Freddie Hubbard on flugelhorn as opposed to Herb's trumpet, Bobby Hutcherson on vibraphone, Ernie Watts on tenor sax, and Tony Dumas on bass. Rounding out the band were Peter Erskine on drums and Vince Charles on percussion. One year before George Cable's Vision, there was One on One by Bob James and Earl Clue. And on that album, we find Love Lips. This is 88.1 FM and also WCWP.org. That was Bob James and Earl Clue with Love Lips from One on One in 1979, their first of three collaborative albums. The other two were Two of a Kind in 1982 and Cool in 92. Earl wrote Love Lips for his acoustic guitar, Bob arranged it, conducted the orchestra, and played Rhodes piano. Gary King was on bass, Harvey Mason on drums, and Ralph McDonald with percussion. We'll hear Bob and Mace again in the next segment with Foreplay, but leading it off will be Dan Siegel, here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
I told you, Dan Siegel. No, we're not doing that again. This is The Straight and Narrow from his 1993 album, The Getaway. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Foreplay with Play Lady Play from Elixir, their third album in 1995. Play Lady Play was composed by band members Bob James and Lee Ritenour and features samples of Westchester Lady by Bob, who plays keyboards for Foreplay, and Countdown, Captain Fingers, by Lee, who played guitar for their first 7 years. Rounding out the quartet are Nathan East on bass and Harvey Mason on drums. Before that, Dan Siegel with The Straight and Narrow from The Getaway in 1993, featuring Boney James, no relation to Bob James, on tenor sax and Alan Hines on guitar. Dan wrote the song and played piano, Hammond B3 organ, and synthesizers. Hour one will end with David Benoit, another song to feature Nathan East on bass, but first, Kevin Eubanks with a trio song. It's Rail Wesley Grant on bass, Gene Jackson on drums, and Kevin on all the guitars. From his Shadow Prophets album, it's Mice Mobsters. I'd watch that cartoon. This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP Brookville. Hour 1 ended with the Vince Guaraldi composition for A Charlie Brown Christmas 55 years ago, Linus and Lucy, as performed by David Benoit on Happy Anniversary Charlie Brown in 1989. In this case, it was the 40th anniversary of the Peanuts comic strip. I believe this is the best arrangement of Linus and Lucy by far. The players were David Benoit on piano, Randy Kerber on keyboards, Grant Geisman on guitar, Nathan East again on bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and Bobby Hall with percussion. And Like I Told You So by George Cables, David's version of Linus and Lucy was recorded at Ocean Way Recording in Hollywood. Before that, Kevin Eubanks on guitar with Mice Mobsters from Shadow Prophets in 1988. Hour 2 begins with Paula Atherton on alto sax and an homage to another David, David Sanborn. In the Pocket is the song. Cindy Bradley with Exhale on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That's from her 2019 album, The Little Things. Every song on that album was written by Mike Broning, but some, like Exhale, were written with Cindy. Mike was on piano, keyboards, bass, and drum programming, Skinny Hightower also on bass, Freddie Fox on wah-wah guitar as usual, and Cindy Bradley herself on flugelhorn and muted trumpet. Before that, Paula Atherton on alto sax with In the Pocket from Can You Feel It in 2020. That featured Matt Godina, who played about as much as Mike Broning, guitars, bass, keyboards, and programming, with Lionel Cordue on drums. This next song is just a trio playing one instrument each. Carmen Interé Jr. on drums, Joe Locke on vibraphone, and Pat Bianchi on organ. It's Pat's cover of the Wayne Shorter composition for another trumpet player, Miles Davis. Fall. ...88.1 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Pat Bianchi with Fall, a song from Miles Davis's Nefertiti album in 1968. A year before James Brown's The Popcorn, and we heard Scott Wilkie covering The Chicken last hour off that album The Popcorn. Pat Bianchi's cover of Fall, the season we're in for a few more weeks, came 50 years later in 2018 on In the Moment. We'll go back 7 years to 2011 for Richard Elliott next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's Richard Elliott and a song he composed with Jeff Lorber. Jeff plays keyboards and guitar, and Richard plays tenor sax on Boomtown. Two words.
It's Mike, WCWP, Shomeri.
88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Lee Ritenour with The Village, as in Greenwich Village, home to Blue Note Jazz Club, where I saw him play in 2016. And The Village is from Rhythm Sessions, which came out in 2012. Lee was on guitar, George Duke on Rhodes piano and Moog synthesizer, Ariel Mann, no relation to David, on additional synths and programming, percussion by Monyongo Jackson, and two alumni of Chick Corea bands, Stanley Clark from Return to Forever on acoustic bass, and Dave Weckl from the Chick Corea Electric Band on drums. Before that, Richard Elliott with Boomtown from In the Zone in 2011. Richard was on tenor sax, Jeff Lorber on keyboards and guitar, Dwight Sills also on guitar, and Tony Moore on drums. Let's stay in 2011 for Paul Taylor on alto sax, and a song that describes when Instrumental Invasion airs. Prime Time.
Hi, this is Pete the Body Bilotti from CBS Sports Radio, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Pete. That was Al DeGregoris with No Holding Back, in the same vein as No Holds Barred, from Time and a Half in 2016. Al wrote that with Niels, who played guitar, while Al handled piano and keyboards. Before No Holding Back, we were in Prime Time by Paul Taylor from Prime Time in 2011. Paul played alto sax on Prime Time. Vincent Ingala will add his personal touch to the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on tenor sax and everything else. And he'll do all that in just a moment.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Sure enough, it's Personal Touch by Vincent Ingala, where he personally plays every instrument you hear. FM and WCWP.org. Guitarist Keith Andrew with Soul Expedition, the title track to his 2020 album. And that's Soul, S-O-U-L, not S-O-L-E. Keith wrote that with another guitarist, Blake Aaron, who also plays on the song. Before that, Vincent Ingala with another title track, Personal Touch, from 2018. Vincent played everything on Personal Touch with tenor sax as the lead. Flute is the lead with Alexander Zonchik as we go back to 2020, though the album was recorded a few years earlier. Case in point, this song features Chuck Loeb on guitar. It's a song that Chuck wrote with Jeff Lorber, who we heard earlier with Richard Elliott. The title is Musaic, with a U. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Alexander Zonchik with not Mosaic, but Musaic from Playing It Forward, which was released in 2020 but recorded earlier than that. Musaic was written by Chuck Loeb, who played guitar, and Jeff Lorber, responsible for keyboards and synth bass. Paul Jackson Jr., who we heard last hour with Scott Wilkie and Dave Koz, provided rhythm guitar. Gary Novak was on drums, and last but not least, Alexander Zonchik on flute. We heard Blake Aaron with Keith Andrew earlier in this segment, and now he's closing out the show with Groovers, Not Movers, and Shakers from his 2020 album, Color and Passion. Written by Blake with Darren Ron, who plays all the saxophone parts, Wurlitzer, synthesizers, and programming. Blake played additional keyboards and, of course, guitar. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, Groovers and Shakers by Blake Aaron takes us out. So long.